I'd mentioned that Lee and Lester Young had an orchestra together starting in 1941, and Billy Berg had opened his first club, the Club Capri, where they played, and played every day at the Club Capri, except for a couple of off days. And then in the spring of 1942, Billy Berg decided to open his second club, and it was in the Beverly Fairfax district, and it was called the Club Treville, and the Lee and Lester Young Orchestra played there every day except Sunday. And the Club Treville became kind of a precursor to Norman Granz's Jazz at the Philharmonics on Sundays, because at the time Norman Granz, a young film editor at MGM, approached Billy Berg with the idea to open the club up on Sunday, since it wasn't operating on Sunday, and to organize some paid jam sessions on Sundays at the Club Treville. And Billy Berg agreed, and Norman Granz got his start doing these jam sessions, using Lester Young as the headliner quite a bit. And from that point on, then, Norman Granz continued to organize jam sessions around Los Angeles, leading up to the first Jazz at the Philharmonic concert in 1944. The Club Treville was, again, Billy Berg's second club, and there was also some broadcast from the Club Treville. And again, thanks to Steve Lasker, we're going to be able to play some very rare broadcast material from the Club Treville of Lee and Lester Young's orchestra. We heard them a little bit earlier at the Club Capri. Now we're going to get a chance to hear them at the Club Treville. It's the same group with Jimmy Rolls, Red Callender, Lee Young, Bumps Myers, Lester Young, Paul Campbell. And the added attraction is that for the Treville Club, Billie Holiday was brought into Los Angeles to be on the show with Lester and Lee Young. And we're going to get a chance to hear Billie Holiday, all of this material unreleased and not heard before, except for the time it was broadcast, probably, in 1942. So we're going to hear now some of these Treville recordings. Unfortunately, they were recorded onto acetates directly off the air back in 1942. So the quality is not up to the standards of a commercial recording. But the rarity and the importance of these recordings, and to get a chance to hear Lester and Lee Young's band with Billie Holiday at the time, certainly make them worthy of including on this program. So we're going to hear a few things now from the Club Treville, and it's coming from June 1st, 1941. Before we hear those, though, Norman Granz recalls how the Treville Club jam session started and how Jazz at the Philharmonic actually, the beginnings of Jazz at the Philharmonic were started as early as 1942.
The beginnings of Jazz at the Philharmonic were primarily sociological. That is, I lived in Los Angeles, where I was born, at the time when there was a great deal of prejudice against black people in terms of being able to go into nightclubs, if you like, not only against musicians, but primarily against the public. It was curious because California isn't the Deep South, but yet the custom there was just as it could have been in the South. And I decided to start to do something about it. I was a jazz fan, and I was in university then at UCLA. And I became very friendly with people like Nat Cole, who was then not a singer but a pianist, and Lester Young and Lee Young, his brother. The union, coincidentally, came out with a ruling saying every nightclub had to give musicians a day off. And so I went to the club that used a lot of jazz musicians as artists and said, look, I'll make a deal with you. Sunday's your day off. Instead of closing, why don't you give it to me, and I'll put on a jam session. And there were three conditions. One was that he had to admit all patrons. Two, he had to pay the musicians. I didn't want them working for nothing. And three, he had to put tables on the floor so people wouldn't dance but would listen. And it was agreed, too, that if it worked, he would extend it to the rest of the week in his normal policy. Well, obviously, as you can guess, I had these marvelous orchestras there. Ellington was there, Lunsford, Basie, they were all there in their prime. This was in 41. And he made more money on that day than he ever made in his life, so of course he extended it. And true, white jazz fans didn't care about who sat next to them.
Thank you. gentlemen, if you hear these microphones bouncing around, because the children here at the Trouville tonight are swinging from the rafters, and we do mean swinging and swinging solid. Here, ladies and gentlemen, is our Trouville star, Miss Billie Holiday, and Billie's first number on our program tonight, Solitude.
Very rare recordings unreleased from Lee and Lester Young's orchestra and Billie Holiday, recorded at the broadcast from the Club Trouville in Hollywood on June 1st, 1942. I think I'd said 41 earlier, but it was actually June 1st, 1942. Lee and Lester Young, Billy Berg's newest club, and the Fairfax District, the Club Trouville. And that was Broadway. And before that, Billie Holiday doing Solitude. And then before that, one that the band was using as a theme song, I'm not sure of the name of it, but Lee and Lester Young at the Club Trouville, and very rare recordings, and a good chance to hear that band, which unfortunately never recorded commercially. And again, the recording ban coming into place in 1942 would eliminate most commercial recording during the year. I So again, that coming from July of 1942, just a month after Norman Granz had inaugurated his Sunday jam sessions at the Trouville, and Lee and Lester Young's Jazz Orchestra performing at the Trouville Club, Billy Berg's second club, the Trouville in the Beverly Fairfax District. And as a matter of fact, I've decided to go ahead and see what this sounds like. This is an unissued broadcast of Lee and Lester Young's band from the Club Trouville. And again, Billie Holiday, we heard a few minutes ago, was performing with as an act with the Lee and Lester Young Band at that time. And I've actually got some broadcast material from that engagement. It seems like, if I remember right, the quality was not outstanding, but for our special feature here on Black California, I think we'll give it a try and see what it sounds like. And again, this is a very rare recording that not issued anywhere. It's just a broadcast recording that had been taken off the air with Lee and Lester Young's band, and Billie Holiday singing with them, so we'll see how it sounds. This coming from, actually, the exact date from this particular recording was June 1st, 1942.
And Abbott, we know you all have your ears buckled right onto those loudspeakers. We're next going to present Billie Holiday, but right now let us tell you first that we're broadcasting these 25 minutes, bouncing right into your ears from the Trouville on Beverly Boulevard, one block east of Fairfax. With no cover, no minimum jump measure of the nation, right here in Hollywood. Here now, Billie Holiday, ladies and gentlemen. Her song is I Hear Music.
And so there, a little bit of a rare broadcast with Billie Holiday kind of fading out there at the end, but just for the special program, thought we'd include it. And a little low fidelity-wise, but I hope you could hear a little of it at least. Billie Holiday with Lee and Lester Young's band from the Club Trouville, recorded in Los Angeles in 1942. Thank you.
Here in Los Angeles, California. Remember, Club Capri is on the air over KHJ, Tuesdays and Saturdays at the same time, and also presents On the Air with the Lamplighter each Thursday at 11 p.m. Until we meet again, this is your announcer, Bill McChrystal, saying good night. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.
KHJ Los Angeles.